For the last decade or so, the partnership between Africa and the development agencies or development partners have been strengthened significantly. But I think there's still room to improve. In particular, the G8 countries should really, really think seriously to meet the commitments they have made before.
Which commitments are those?
For example, in 2009, when the G8 met in Italy, they committed $22 billion to support smallholders agriculture in developing countries, particularly Africa. By today, that commitment is still there. They have not met much of the commitment yet. So probably only a quarter or maybe a third of the commitment has been met.
Now, at the time that commitment was made, they were just coming out of the food crisis, I believe, and it was a major issue. So if the commitment has not been fulfilled to the $20 billion amount that they had pledged, what went wrong?
Well, so that's part of the problem. So that's why now we are going to have another food crisis just after 2 or 3 years. Indeed, in 2009, the development partners came together and committed larger resources to support smallholders agriculture to avoid another food crisis. But you see, today, another food crisis is coming. So we have to make sure that the commitment has to be met by the development partners to make sure that smallholders will not suffer again from the crisis.
You seem pretty certain that another food crisis will come. Why?
I think it's already coming. In the last 10 months, the wheat price has increased by 100%. Maize price has also increased by 100%. In addition, prices of meat, dairy products have also increased. When food price increases, many poor, not only just the consumers, but also even producers suffer from higher food prices and volatility.
And if it happens again, what might we expect?
Well, if it happens again, we will probably lose the progress we have made in the last decade or so. And, when people, particularly women and children, suffer from hunger, the damage to their life, to their brain development is permanent. So we need to fix this problem.
Now, since 2009, of course, we've had the global economic crisis, a major recession around the world, and many countries have been cutting back on spending. Might that not be a good reason to not fulfill that commitment to agriculture?
I don't think it's a good reason, because agriculture is so critical in terms of hunger reduction, poverty reduction, and also in terms of future growth. If we do not invest in agriculture, if we do not invest in smallholder agriculture, then more people will suffer from hunger and poverty, and it will, in fact, affect the future growth. That's what we need right now.
There's often talk about meeting the Millennium Development Goals in 2015. How important is meeting this commitment for the $20 billion for agriculture to achieving those goals?
Well, I think $22 billion is a good start, but definitely it's not sufficient. More resources are required, and more importantly, these resources have to be spent more efficiently to achieve certain development goals by improving policies, governance, management, and institutions.
Now, if the G8 does not come through on its pledge for the $22 billion, is there anything that African countries can do on their own?
Well, Africa countries are already moving, so they have made progress in the last decade or so. Many countries have increased their spending in agriculture. We have seen some successes. In many parts of Africa, agriculture growth is accelerating, but we need to continue to do that and make sure that we can scale up limited successes.